We are delighted to welcome in Wild Youth into Today FM. How are you?
Hey, boys.
Great, how are you?
Give you a round of applause because you're sound lads.
Thank you. We were a little applause ourselves.
Playing in the Marquee last night down in Cork with the script. How was that?
It was absolutely amazing. It was a dream come true, I think, for us because we're giant script fans since we were kids. So we got to support our idols, really.
Yeah.
What's it like in a gig that size? Because, I mean, look, you know, you're a young band. You're building your audience. You know, if you put on a show, it'll be a little bit differently sized than the Marquee.
Yeah.
Cork,
yeah. So
what's it like?
What are you trying to say?
He's very honest.
I'm up front with you guys. So what's it like, though, to walk out on stage to, like, that many people?
It's just the adrenaline buzz. It's just, there's nothing like it. Like, it hits you really deep down your gut. Like, it's a nice feeling.
And Callum, you're the drummer. Are you in danger of, like, you know, when you get the adrenaline buzz and go, right, lads, I know the song was like in 80 BPM, but you know, I'm really excited, so it's 140. Come on!
Double time of adrenaline.
I've got clicks to keep me in place.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Is it nice when you realise that the crowd have heard your songs and not only that, they love them and they're singing them back to you?
Yeah, that's a feeling that's hard to describe. Especially last night, like, that was probably the best gig of our entire lives, I think. It was, they were all singing, the whole place was waving and clapping, and we all got that moment of, wow, like, they know us, we're known. So
yeah, well, yeah. Dermot and I, we got that, Robbie Keane in a limousine for the Euros 2016. Number one song. We performed it for the Irish team in Cork, and they sat there stony-faced and stared at us, and nobody sang, and it was really awkward.
Yeah. Don't worry, that's what night one in the Marquee.
That's what night one in the Marquee was for us, yeah.
Come here, we had mentioned when we were playing your song and your music as a homegrown hero before it went massive on our playlist, that you had worked with the script on your last single. How did that come about? Did you guys know each other, or who approached who?
We did Lose Control with a producer called Phil McGee, and then one of his friends, Colin, is Mark's guitar tech. So basically, he came into the studio one day and he heard us recording Lose Control. He went back on tour with the lads and he was like, I think you should listen to this, you might like it, it's an Irish band. And then we did a gig at Christmas and we were on the same bill as them. And afterwards, we all kind of had a beer afterwards, and Mark came up and we were chatting and he was like, you know, we should do something. And then, like, we were kind of like, you know, things like that happen, you're like, he's never going to text me back.
You're like, just being
WB.
Nice.
Where are you?
Yeah. And then, like a week later, he got on and he was like, I've got these dates booked in the studio in London. Come over, let's work on something. And we did Can't Move On.
Like, and that's, like, it's sound of lads like Mark to do that. But also, your music has to be of a certain level. And, you know, they have to see something in you for them to make that leap, book a studio time in London, invite you over.
Yeah.
Like, if they didn't like what they had heard, you guys wouldn't be there. So that's a testament to kind of the stuff that you're doing, that it's making them work.
I think as well, you know, with them, they just love hard work. And we try, and every single day we're together from 8 in the morning, we just work every day and we just try and grind it out the whole time. So I think, you know, he saw that and he kind of saw the hunger in us and everything. And, you know, even that was amazing. And then you go on tour with them and they're just the greatest people you've ever met in your life.
Yeah.
It's like,
so accommodating.
And we're not just saying that because we've done a song with them and we've been on tour. They actually are the greatest people we've ever met.
Yeah, we've interviewed them a few times and they're genuinely just three of the soundest lads that you'll ever come across. We were talking to Vinny from Codeline there 2 days ago, I think it was, about the changes to the way the charts are calculated now in Ireland. So it's going to change, it's going to include video streams on YouTube and video plays on Apple Play and Spotify. How have you guys found the kind of the chart thing, the music business side of this whole game? Is it something you wake up in the middle of the night worried about, or you just want to put music out?
Honest to God, like, you know, we're just four really good mates. We try and make music every day.
And that's kind of what we think about the most.
Yeah, we just, we kind of focus on our thing, and I suppose that's why you have the business people involved in your band, like management and stuff, so they
can let them do it.
Yeah, we just try and focus on it.
I only learned the time of laces last week. I wouldn't be able to do any business, you know what I mean?
Actually, I do know you, Dave, from when you were very small. I lived next door to you in Raheny.
You did.
And you said always couldn't tie his laces, didn't you?
No. You're a house alarm daily with a football off the window. I always remember you come home steaming, like, the alarm's off 3 times today. I had to leave work again.
Again?
I'd be there hiding in the bush with my ball. Like.
And Connor and David, you guys knew each other when you were small kids.
Yeah, yeah, we kind of had the same friend circle. So we've grown up kind of, yeah, in the same same group of friends, yeah. Since we're kids.
We've gone through every stage together, from mullets and diamond earrings to now wearing skinny jeans.
We were shams at one point, and now we're shams.
Will you show the result of all the hard work you do from 8 in the morning on, and you sound like the opposite of rock stars we expect to say, get into shit about 8 at night, guys. But will you give us a tune?
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you going to play for us?
We're playing Lose Control.
Lose Control, brilliant. Control. All right, well, this is Lose Control live with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. It's Wild Youth. When you're ready, boys, take it away.
I ain't telling you lies. When you look at me, I don't know what is coming. 'Cause that look in your eyes, it takes me to a place that I can't follow. 'Cause with every heartbeat I can't breathe, it's all because of you. And where you take me I can't see, 'cause love is blind with you. And all that I know is somehow I keep falling further down, only for the night. 'Cause I could spend my whole night, whole life looking for another you. Someone that gives me one chance, one dance, makes me feel the way you do. I lose control of my body, I lose control of my body. I could spend my whole night, whole life and never find another you. You, you were soaked to the bone. Now we're alone. You're moving closer, you're moving closer, darling. Yeah, we make it sound easy, believe me, 'cause I feel that way too. But these things scare me, this feeling of a good life here with you. So just for a moment, a madness that's going on inside my mind, only for the night. Yeah, I can spend my whole night, whole life looking for another you. Someone that gives me one chance, one dance, makes me feel the way you do. I lose control of my body, I lose control of my body. I can spend my whole night, whole life and never find another you. You, I lose control of my body, 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 yeah, I lose control of my body, 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 yeah, I can spend my whole night, whole life looking for another you. Someone that gives me one chance, one dance, makes me feel the way you do. I lose control of my body, I lose control of my body, yeah. I could spend my whole night, whole life and never find another you. You, you, you,
fantastic.
Thank you so much.
It's a sign of a great artist when the performance you're given in our Today FM studio is just as big as it would be out on stage in a marquee with the script. So absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Sounds brilliant. The good news is they're sticking around. They're going to play some more tunes for us before the end of the show.
Yeah, that is Wild Youth as Lose Control live with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Stefan's been on to say, I lose control of my body. Happened to me more than once. Luckily, a toilet was close at hand. Don't know why the lads want to sing about it.
Because it happens to us all the time too.
Boys, Thanks for sticking around for us.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Now, you told everybody on Twitter that you have a big announcement, so now's your opportunity. You have the nation's ears on you. What do you want to say?
We have... So, we've got our second ever headline show in Dublin on the 22nd of September in Whelan's.
Amazing.
This is our first time telling anyone. Even my dad is probably listening, doesn't even know.
So, in your face, Connor's dad.
Yeah. You have to buy your own ticket.
How's work? Sorry, Dad. I'll see you for dinner later.
He'll be looking for you to pay him back for all those things he financed over the last few years.
Yeah, so we've our own headline show, 22nd of September in Whelan's, and it goes on sale this Friday.
So tomorrow?
What day is today?
Today's Wednesday. Sorry for panicking your promoter there. 2 days done. Can we be bold and ask for you for a pair of tickets to give away to our listeners?
100%.
Of course.
Deadly. Okay, so a pair of tickets to go and see Wild Youth in Whelan's on the 22nd of September. Lads, choose a word for our listeners to text in.
Bubbles.
Why not? Bubbles. 087-400-102.
And not be happy and say
that's,
bubbles.
That's a good point. It's a bubbles. Great word. Bubbles.
Try and say bubbles in a really angry tone.
Yeah. Bubbles.
Okay, bubbles, your name and details to 087-400-102. Connor, before we get you to play us a piece of music, somebody wants to say that they saw you last night in Hillbillies in Cork after the gig in the Marquee.
Classy.
The girls with the leather jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's chowing down some gravy and chips.
Yeah, I was actually going in to get them for a little bit. That's a real thing. I'm the one that tries to eat healthy the whole time. You know what I mean?
And now,
nationwide, you've called me out for being
Yeah, there's only one thing worse than actually going is it's being sent by someone else to go and get there.
Well, look, Wild Youth, we wish you guys the best for 2018. We're very excited about what we've heard so far and what is to come. September 22nd, the Whelan's, the lads are playing. Wearing is up next on Today FM. The lads are going to play us out. You going to play Can't Move On?
Of course.
Okay, ladies
and gentlemen. Thank you so much for having us.
Not at all, a pleasure. On Dermot and Dave on Today FM, this is Wild Youth.